The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical man. You study him hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell.
That song brings back memories, not the song itself. It's what he's talking about. Chuck Berry and School Days. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And right now, it's time for our monthly get-together. Jim and Carol are here, and we're talking about School Days for the third session. This is it, right?
Third and final.
When the bell rings,
we might graduate.
School's over.
That's right, yeah.
And let's give a recap. And this is, by the way, what, 50s, 60s, growing up
50s
in Racine?
50s and 60s,
yeah, growing up in Racine, going to school in Racine. And you guys are local yokels. You went to a Catholic school,
right? Holy Trinity, parochial school.
And you went to?
Lincoln Public.
Okay, so you went to the public school. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's give a recap of what we went through for the first 2 hours.
We'll get into that. Thanks, Don, for allowing us to be here again. Yes, like Don said, this is our final installment of our grade school memories. And for the most part, I think we all have some very pleasant memories of going to grade school. Right, Carol?
Jim, we're going to eventually get to the discipline and the antics.
Yeah.
Yes, most of our memories, we're concentrating on the pleasant memories.
Yeah.
Little Jimmy, you've been naughty. Give me your wrist. Where's that ruler?
Yeah.
Give me the ruler with the splinters.
Yeah. The nails in it.
The nails.
Oh, audience, you can see these two guys. They have so much fun. Well, yes, what have we covered in parts one and two? Well, easy things like we can remember what our classrooms look like. The pull-down maps, the globes, the chalkboard, the writing above the chalkboard. We can say all of our teachers' names. Don, you know all your teachers' names?
Every one of them.
You know the principal's name?
Yep.
You stayed in touch with him.
I stayed in touch with him in his 80s. We were talking on the phone, sending letters back and forth.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, I love Mr. Dodd.
Yeah.
Great teacher.
And then we remember our classmates, and we talked about the names of the 50s. Jimmy, Susie, Judy, Peggy, Donnie. All those Y names. And we talked about how some of those names stick. If you haven't seen someone for 20 years and you run into them, you find yourself calling them Little Johnny or Donnie. I mean, the names just stick. So those memories, so strong, so strong. But what we haven't covered, we have a new beginning topic for this morning, how we got to school. Now, I was only two blocks away from Lincoln School. All I had to do was walk down two straight blocks. We'll hear from Jim later. He had to walk much further. That gave him more time for problematic things. But we were so independent. You know, non-helicopter parents. And in my situation, in our neighborhood with all those baby boomer kids on Carlisle, lo and behold, because of my birthday, I had to start a year after the whole group had started. So a lot of times, in the early years, I walked alone, kindergarten, no problem. So anyway, we had to be very careful, though. And so do you remember, did you know this out east, Don, about you can't step on any crack?
Yeah, you break your mother's back.
That's what you would do.
Step on a line, you break her spine.
That's
what you would do.
Well, yeah. That's a rule. That's a law.
Right.
I still to this day don't want to step on cracks or lines.
And so we paid so much attention, honestly, to the sidewalks. And then Carlisle had all these old trees, big old trees, and that their roots would raise up the sidewalks. So occasionally you'd take a spill too, but when we'd get a new sidewalk section, we knew that too. The contractor for our area, John J. Johnson. And all around Racine, you might see, but we knew that. We knew the neighbors' front yards. We knew their porches. I did this 7 years, those two blocks, and twice a day, because you went home for lunch. In winter, sometimes the snowbanks were just thrilling to be high on those. And then it was sometimes very fun to do something really different. And maybe this was just me, but walking there through the alley, not the sidewalk down in front of the porches, Take the Alley.
Ooh, spooky.
It was. It was. And when it got to be spring.
Oh, how about fall with the leaves blowing? And the cats going.
Dogs barking.
Well, you know what? Frankly, we had a couple old women, now that I think about it, on Carlisle that could have been a little scary.
Carol, come here, Carol. I want to talk to you. Come here.
Oh. So anyway,
I'm getting scared sitting there listening to that.
Okay. So, Jim, now you had further to go.
Yes, but one thing we could not do for school was be late.
Yes.
Rule number one, you had to be there on time. You had to be there before the bell rang.
That's the word.
So how did we do this? We called the correct time, and I can still remember that number. I think it was 633-7731, and a recorded message would say, through the service of your telephone company, the time is, whatever, 9:15. So you knew you were going to be going to school on time.
I guess you didn't want to invest in a watch or anything like that.
Well, but the watch could be off. But the time, that was official. Accurate.
That was official.
Or you could have listened to your favorite radio station, which gives the time every few seconds.
Yeah.
And we did.
That
was WRJN or WRAC that you listened to in the morning.
That's correct. But walking to school, we had a little bit further to walk than Carol did. We had to walk all the way to DeKalvin and then cut back again because the road crossing 21st Street was it did not exist. It was just railroad tracks. So sometimes being lazy or crazy, one of the two, we would cut across the tracks. And it wasn't just a single track or a double track. It was one of their yards. So there was probably maybe 7 or 8 or 9 tracks there. And we would just, you know, walk across the tracks with thinking nothing of it. On occasion, there'd be some boxcars blocking our way. So what did we do? Of course, we went underneath the boxcars to save time and, kept on going.
Sound like a hobo.
Riding the rails. Yeah, we saw a few of them there, too. Of course, we never tell our parents what we did.
Yeah.
But,
Jim.
Yeah, we also ride our bikes to school. And those were the days where there were no locks. I think every bike was a Schwinn bike. And we park it behind school, again, unlocked. Sometimes our parents would even drive us to school, usually in bad weather. Those were the days of station wagons. Mothers stayed home. Of course, no seat belts, right, Carol?
No seat belts at all. Just jam yourselves in there.
Yeah.
Buy for a place.
Yep. But we look forward to some special days.
We're talking about growing up in Racine, going to school days in the 50s, 60s. Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier here. The way I used to go to high school, now this was high school, I didn't get a bus. Some kids got a bus. I didn't live that far away. But I had to cross the Long Island Railroad tracks. Now, I could have walked down about 3 or 4 extra blocks and crossed at the crossing. But I didn't want to do that. So I crossed. It's an electric train now, keep in mind. It's not like trains around here that are diesel. It's electric. So you get a third rail. And the third rail, you touch it, it's instant. You don't feel anything. You die. You get shocked. So there was a piece of wood on top of the third rail, a protective piece of wood. And we used to jump on that and jump over. You can feel boom, 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 it wobbles. But, you know, when you're like 16, 15, who cares? I mean,
you're invincible.
Yeah. So a lot of kids just jumped over the whole thing. But I didn't like doing that. I quietly stepped onto the wood, then quietly stepped off because I didn't want to trip. Because it's right there. You can see it's right below your foot. It's only at a couple of inches. But when I was going to high school, Joe Cicino, who was in my class, went home for school one day for lunch. And he tripped. And that was it.
No.
They said instantly. It didn't feel a thing. He just fell and then laid off. When they found him, he was just laying on the third rail.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was just a horrible thing. Boy. But, you know, the most shocking thing is my mother let me do it.
Well, I was just going to say now, did your mother know?
She must have known. I mean, 4 years of jumping over the third rail, she's got to know. Actually, the last year I had a car, so I drove. But wow.
Yeah. Parents did watched over you so carefully, but she didn't seem to care about the railroad tracks.
Yeah, wasn't allowed to play sports in school. I was going to get hurt. Everything. You can jump over that third rail. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. I don't think she knew, but
you really didn't comprehend, probably.
Yeah. That's my horror story. Let's continue talking about school days in Racine.
Special days. We said, well, we're going to include the first day of school. Maybe things went downhill after the first day, but we had everything new, you know, new pencils. new paper, new shoes, new school clothes. Now, at Lincoln, we had several rooms per grade. So that was very exciting and important. Which room were you in? And then sometimes, even if you'd known, oh, the second grades are over in that part of the building, sometimes they moved. So that was very exciting. And then maybe there was a new teacher in the building that was yours. So we would walk in, Mr. Temme, Miss Nelson, the secretary, everything new, meet our classmates. That was also so important. Who was going to be in our class? Now, you had a one room per grade, Jim, I think.
Yeah, just we had eight classrooms, and each room had their own specific grade, 1 through 8. Real easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, and when we got into that classroom and sat down, mm-hmm. you and I discovered there was always a piece of a question. Mm-hmm. Every one of us was asked every single year.
Absolutely. And that was, what did you guys do over summer vacation? And for the most part, it was verbal. We had to stand in front of class and explain what we did. Sometimes we had to write it down, of course, and turn it in. But, you know, we always said things like we went to our grandparents. For me, we had grandparents in Rice Lake. And I would always say, and we went up north. And the teacher would say, well, where up north? And I said, well, up north. But it was actually Rice Lake. Other places we went to was...
I think you went to Riverview.
Oh, Riverview, of course. In Chicago with the Drum and Bugle Corps,
really
we went there. Boy Scout Camp, which was at Camp Chippecotton. That's where we spent a week there.
What was it?
Chippecotton.
Okay.
Yes, that was near Elkhorn. We spent a week there, and we'd sleep in... tents or small cabins. But other places we went to was, that we both remember, Carol, was Wisconsin Dells.
That was big.
Yes.
That I think most families tried to get there every summer or mm-hmm. every few summers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we really didn't see a lot of Wisconsin Dells, and you're going to talk more about it, I think, Jim, but what we did was took that boat ride. When it began,
yes.
Dells, it was the boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go between those high limestone rocks, and there the boat would slow down, and high up there would be an Indian or a man with a black Labrador dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog would jump
into the air to the next
rock.
Yeah. I never saw it in person.
Oh,
I saw a picture of the dog, and I said, I never want to see that in person.
It was something to see.
I know, but I don't want to see a dog.
I know. Well, then what we would do is we would buy postcards.
Mm-hmm.
We sent postcards home, and one of the postcards was that dog jumping between the rocks.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we would get our souvenirs. I was always getting rabbit's feet. Did you ever, for good luck?
Mm-hmm.
But I got it.
Did it work?
Well, I'm still here. I survived.
Good investment.
So far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I got a girl Indian doll about 8 inches high.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, what did you do at the Dells, Jim?
Oh, well, we went to Fort Dells. That was our favorite place to go. That's long gone, but that was very, very exciting.
The Deer Park was there, too.
The Deer Park was there. Storybook Gardens was there.
Yep.
Biblical Gardens, Tommy Bartlett, that was the water
I
show.
Ran into Tommy Bartlett. I was in the Dells, and I was getting something at Hardee's there, and I said, Tommy Bartlett. And I'm talking to him. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, did you see my show? I said, I'm going there tonight.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just run into celebrities.
Well, he was coming out of Hardee's, and I recognized him, and I said, Tommy Bartlett? He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I think that has ended now.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's any more
about
shows.
That
we'll look it up. Don't believe
up.
Everything you hear.
Yeah. I won't get too upset right
yep.
now.
We'll check it out.
And for souvenirs, Carol, you got what you did.
The doll and the...
I got something more useful. I think I got a cap gun and a tomahawk.
Yeah.
Where else did we go?
Well, Browns Lake and Lake Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
The nice beaches there.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were further away than they are. Browns Lake is really, I think, only 25 miles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and then right in our own town. We really did. We had attractions like our Washington Park pool and the zoo.
Yep, yep.
Even our playgrounds gave us field trips and things.
Sure, yeah,
so
we'll get into that.
So what did we do over summer? Oh, I think we got tired of the question, but that was the question.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Then we had holidays, special days. Valentine's was very important, especially when, well, important for different reasons as we got older. But those little 3x3 Valentine's, Be Mine, you know, in the primary colors.
By the way, the Tommy Bartlett Water Show closed down in 2020. The pandemic shut it down.
It's been gone that long.
Yeah, the pandemic did it in, so they closed it permanently there. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I was up at the Dells not too long ago. I went through there on the way to somewhere else. Actually, you know what it was? We had one of our Christmas parties up at one of the resorts up there, and it was during December, so it's kind of eerie.
Yeah.
And most of the Dells is owned by one company now.
Really?
Yeah, I forget the name of the company. Yeah, they own just about everything up there now.
So,
but it's not what it used to be. You know, Fort Dell's long gone.
Yes.
Everything's long gone.
Yes. Yeah.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Cheerleader, Carol?
I'm so uncoordinated, Don. No.
Okay.
You get a little nerve there. I wasn't.
We're talking to Jim Assier, Carol Jean Forte. It's part three of School Days, 50s and 60s, growing up, going to school in Racine. And
we were just doing Valentine's Day, Don.
Jim went to Catholic school.
Yep.
You went to public school.
Right. Yep.
And so that we left off at Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Did you guys give Valentine's to all the school?
Everybody
did
in our class.
Yeah, like 26 of them. And back when I was in grammar school, you didn't think much of it.
No.
But we never got them in high school because then you could say, oh, she's
into me. That's something. Yeah.
But everybody got them.
Everybody got them, whether you liked them or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fair.
You couldn't leave anybody out.
No,
and that was good. But I thought this was funny because Jim was, when we were talking about Valentine's, he reminded me that, and some of those Valentine's had envelopes. So you had to put, if you wrote them, to the person for the envelope. But then he stopped doing the envelopes because there were 55 in his class.
Yeah, 55 in our class.
So. That was way too much to do anything on the envelopes.
No, just passed them out.
Yeah.
Why spend all that time?
55 in a class. There needs not any envelope.
Yeah, you used to buy a box of them.
Yeah, a box of them.
These weren't like Hallmark ones.
No, at the dime store. Okay,
be my Valentine. You gave it to all the ugliest kids. And
you gave it, to everybody.
The kids who couldn't stand your guts.
Exactly.
You gave them.
Be mine. And then the mothers, homemade cupcakes, and when we could bring in homemade food.
The Valentine's party.
Now, another good day.
Birthdays,
Jim.
Yep.
Birthdays, yes. Again, now we were saying last time, we were always lining up silently. So at Lincoln School, if it was your birthday, you often could be the first in line. And then you handed out your cupcakes and your chocolate chip cookies. But you were summer and I was Christmas. So we're trying to say we had our parties.
We missed all that fun.
The actual in-person day.
Yeah.
How about the last day of school, Jim?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I think we spent a lot of time cleaning out our desks for the last time. We had got our report cards, and we had to check if you passed or sometimes you flunked. Back
that
then,
word,
there
isn't
were,
that an there awful word?
There were
you
students.
Flunked.
Yeah, they were.
Never got an F.
Really?
Got one D in middle school. My mother went up to the teacher to find out what the story was. She said, well, your son and I just have a personality conflict.
Oh.
So you gave him a D?
Yeah. That wasn't right.
That's right.
Ms. Bush.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
We had our class photo the last day of school by our front steps by Holy Trinity. All the shorties were in the front.
Last day?
The last day, yes. Huh. All the shorties were in the front. All the taller kids were in the back. Our priest and the nun were seated on chairs, and we all got those photos. And, of course, We also discovered who our teacher was going to be for next year, but a lot of us knew it already. And the famous words from the teachers, have a good summer vacation. You are dismissed. And on the way out, we were all singing this song. And I think many of you remember this. No more teachers. No more books.
No more teachers' dirty looks.
Yeah. See, there you go.
A nice Christian school there.
Yeah. So.
Well, then another special day, unscheduled snow days. So it might be snowing the night before. And then mothers had the radio on, WRJN or WRAC.
Correct. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
To tell us.
Yes.
And then going crazy when we found out it was a snow day.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we did when we discovered it was a snow day was to call our neighborhood friends and say, hey, let's get out there and play in the snow. So we built our snow forts and snowmen, and of course we had a lot of snowball fights. Don, I'm sure you remember the snowball fights. Mostly guys, though. I don't think girls were involved in that.
We were making snow
and you
angels.
Get some jerk who would take a snowball and freeze it.
Yes.
Right. And then throw it in. You say you got a concussion when you got hit with it.
Right. Yeah, that was one
jerk in the neighborhood.
And
then,
I didn't ask you this before, but did you and your buddies ever throw those at cars, passing cars?
We did.
Oh, come on. We
had to have a good hiding place, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a requirement. Yeah.
We bring in the sheriff. We finally got him. An admission of guilt. It took 50 years, but we got that admission of guilt.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Buses were our biggest target, I think, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You went to a religious school?
I know. Yeah. What did they train you to
I
do?
Know it. Like, yeah. It's awful.
Public school, we can do anything.
Were your black leather jackets on the corner? Started doing it.
And after all that, of course, we'd come in for lunch and watch cartoons. I remember watching shows such as, Amos and Andy. Three Stooges were our favorite, though. That came on at 3:30. Yeah. We always made time for the Three Stooges.
Oh,
what did you watch,
Carol? And
then
I watched Queen for a Day, I remember
that. Oh, yeah.
Jack Bailey was the
host. Jack Bailey.
And he used to come on, how would you like to be queen? And you heard three sob stories.
Yeah. Three sob stories. And then there was a meter. You clapped. It was a clap meter. And that meter would go all the way to the right. And
give her the cape, the crown, and everything.
And sing Queen for a Day, that song.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was, yeah. Oh.
Well, you know, we've been leading up to this point, Jim, like the snowball discussion we just had. You know, some people do have unpleasant memories about the discipline.
Discipline, yes.
That was meted out to them.
Yep.
But what did some, you guys
well,
especially,
were yeah,
the, were, I th- you were the troublemakers.
I think the boys were the troublemakers.
You were.
You know, we had snowball fights and other fights between boys, you know, that got us in trouble. Minor things like chewing gum during class, talking back to the teachers, pushing and shoving, that was a big one, turning in late assignments. I think it was just a matter of us boys trying to get attention, you know, and we paid the price. What were some of the punishments?
Well,
remember
that? Go to school, Alcatraz?
Boys will be boys.
Well, a lot of these, and it's probably true, would be so politically incorrect today. An easy one, of course, would be banned from recess. You have to stay in recess, or you have to stay after school.
Yeah.
But standing in a corner, putting your nose into a circle on the chalkboard.
Yep.
You know, not done today.
Where did you guys go to school?
Well, you must have had some punishments in Massapequa.
No, all you do was have to go in the hallway and sit at a desk in the hallway for an hour, and then you came back in again.
He had it easy,
sticking
Carol.
Sticking our nose on the chalkboard.
He had it easy.
We were kind of in the backwards here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Standing in a corner. I don't know if I said that too, but here was the big one. Writing 100 times.
Yes.
I will not push.
Yes. And there was a shortcut you could do if the nun wasn't looking. You know, these erasers, you could fit two pieces of chalk in there. So when you're writing on the blackboard, it would repeat itself. So I will not, and they were actually writing twice.
Or you had one of those things that it made the music scales. They had five pieces of chalk.
And none didn't notice. Uh-huh. And
that's why you got in trouble, because you're thinking of ways to get around the rules.
Exactly.
And while you're getting punished for getting around the rules, you're trying to get around the rules.
Right. Exactly.
It's a vicious circle. Vicious circle.
Yep.
We're talking to Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte. School days in the 50s and 60s in Racine. And we're still on the discipline?
Yes, we are. Yes.
That was a big part of our lives.
Didn't they have like a stockade here in Racine in the Village Square? They used to put people in Monument Square
for grade school kids who needed punishment. Well, just as bad, we had notes to the parents. And what happened was the teacher would write a note to be given to your parent, and you best better give that to your mother or dad, because they would know, and they had to sign it. And there were no forgeries allowed. You had to give it to your parents to sign. Don't even think about signing their names, because they would know. Right, Carol?
Forgers, yes. Well, and a common one was, I'm going to call your parents. And my husband, to this day, 78 years old, once in a while comes up, we laugh. But anyway, he was told that, yes, his parents were going to be called that night.
And this will be on your permanent record.
Permanent record.
Yeah.
And, parents sided with the teacher in those days. Today, it's not quite as clear. They might not side with the teacher, which can be good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I got rehired here, I was talking to Chris Morrell, our general manager. He said, Don, I'm looking at your permanent record from grammar school. Yeah, I'm seeing some things in here I don't like.
Yeah.
This is not the civic media way.
Yeah.
Well, you were put out in the hallway in second grade. Yeah, I don't know. We have to rethink this.
Yeah, you're on probation.
So my husband goes home knowing that the phone's going to ring. And the after school hours go by. And then there, four of them are sitting there at dinner. And sure enough, the phone rings. And in those minutes, he about died. And it was just a neighbor. So he escaped and the call never came.
I forged my mother's signature once.
Oh, boy.
Did you?
And I was in second grade. They had to know it was a forgery.
Because
my mother had a very fast cursive signature. Uh-huh. And I copied it. So it was like my mother had some kind of, hand problem.
Yeah.
They had to know it was a fake.
Yeah, sure. And we talked about this before, but the... all the nuns had rulers, and they had complete control over that class. And I personally think that was part of their uniform, with the crucifix around their neck, and the rosary from their side. They also had a ruler dangling there someplace.
Uh-huh.
And talking about parochial schools, one thing that everybody remembers if you went to a Catholic school was the pagan babies. And that was a fundraiser for babies who were not baptized, non-Catholic, and they lived in poor countries. We all had to contribute to the pagan baby fund.
The name.
Sounds like a scene out of The Exorcist.
It does. I mean, just those words, pagan.
Pagan babies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, something else had happened in the public schools. I think until, including my third grade, and then it stopped, but I've talked to my friends about it in the fall. This was a case for some new furniture at home. This was a case for home cleaning. Our teachers had home visits to us. And I can still see my teacher sitting on our living room couch. And then the child would be asked to, go to my room or something. But the teachers came to the homes. Can you imagine that individual attention? Mm-hmm. Not continued after maybe third grade, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about field trips?
Field trips. Oh, that was a good part of going to grade school. I know we had a field trip to the old Uptown Theater where we saw the Ten Commandments. And it wasn't the bus that we took to get there. We had a walk from 21st Street, where Holy Trinity was, all the way uptown to the Uptown Theater to see the Ten Commandments.
Were you able to buy popcorn and stuff? Do you remember?
I think so, yeah.
That's like a 4-hour movie.
Yeah.
Did it make you Charlton Heston? Oh, that mesmerizing,
was,
huh?
Yes, it was incredible.
Was it astonishing?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Uh-huh.
In our eighth grade field trip, we went to Muskego Beach Amusement Park, which was where in Muskego. That was not as big as Riverview, but it was certainly much bigger than Kiddyland Park.
And what I was remembering, this seems astonishing, every sixth grade class in the city of Racine had two or three nights, probably two nights, at Camp Anakiji.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We all went as a class.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, it was when we, my classroom went, it was getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jim, you said you couldn't do this on your field trips.
Mm-hmm.
We sang 99 bottles of beer on the wall,
yeah,
for hours, there and back, there,
wow,
and back.
Incredible, yeah. We also had show and tell. Sometimes we'd have to get in front of class and talk about where we were at one time, or bring in some souvenirs. When we went to San Francisco to visit my aunt, we were in sixth grade with my grandparents, and I had to give a talk about what we did in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge, Chinatown, and I brought some souvenirs, like a toy metal cable car, a mystery box from Chinatown that only you know how to open. You can keep secret things in there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. How about you, Carol?
Well, I think in our a typical show and tell, probably was more about the pets we had. Mothers would bring in a rabbit or a hamster, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, you know, our little pet. Now, we're, yeah, running out of time, so what are we going to do next time? We're ending grade school.
Yes.
We're graduating.
Yeah.
It's about the end of that.
Yep.
Part three.
Yep, we're moving on.
We're moving
to something
on.
Bigger and better. And
tell us, Jim.
That's going to be about how dangerous life was back in the 50s and 60s. And some examples would be, what, smoking cigarettes, of course. And even the doctor said, hey, use this brand of cigarette or whatever.
My doctor used to blow smoke. He's a Dr. Thiemann.
Yeah.
He used,
yeah,
to smoke while he was examining,
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Yeah. And then, well, along with that was, if we ourselves did not smoke, especially,
yeah,
at young ages,
yep,
we grew up with secondhand smoke.
Sure. Yeah.
All around us.
Yeah.
And then my street, I still love it to this day to think about it, but Carlisle, big trees in a pretty street, but it wasn't that far from Bell City Foundry.
Mm-hmm.
And if the wind came from the east, there was soot all over. Monday probably was wash day, hanging out the wash. The sheets would be soot on them.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of us kids playing on the grass and everything.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we used to eat all that sugar cereal.
Kool-Aid.
Sugar. Yeah, Kool-Aid.
I still do. I eat Lucky Charms every day.
A lot of us do. Yeah. Sugar corn pops.
Nothing's changed.
That's right. Yeah.
I used to, we had asbestos shingles on our house.
Oh, yeah?
On the,
yeah,
back of the house.
Yeah.
And my friends and I, on a hot day, used to lick the asbestos shingle.
Oh, my God.
We used to put it, because it,
yeah,
it was cold.
Yeah.
And we used to put our tongues on it. To, yeah. And we used to lick it. What was I thinking?
I know it.
We licking asbestos.
Yeah. We even drank water from a hose back then.
I know. Who knows where that water is coming from?
And then the miracle medicine for any scrape or cut, mercurochrome.
Oh.
And then it turned out mercury.
Yeah.
Not good at all. So we're going to go over quite a few things. Yeah, we survived.
It's a miracle all three are here.
Yeah, it's amazing we're here. We're here.
Well, thank you, guys.
John,
this is fun.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Now, if you missed any part of this lunacy and you want to hear it again, it will be podcast later today at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, and also Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. The easiest way to, and search Don Rosen Show, and you'll see it. If you go to WRJN.com, just go to the menu, click on my name, and you'll see we have over 500 podcasts on there.
Mm.
And you guys are a bunch of them. So that was good. Thank you guys for coming in.
Hey.
So now
it.
We know this was lunacy. Thank you for that word, Don.
<Yeah.
laughs> Jim Messier, I can still picture you in the stockade at Monument Square, throwing tomatoes in your face for punishment.
And I hate tomatoes.
Me too.
Throw candy bars next time.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks again.
I do appreciate it.